Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 6:30, so welcome to this meeting of the Cabinet on Monday the 15th of November 2021. I shall try and speak as loudly as I can through my mask. Obviously, as you know, we've had a number of positive cases, so we're going to leave masks on for this evening. So if you can't hear me for any reason, just shout up an indication. I will try and do it in a slightly louder fashion. Welcome everybody. Item number one then is to receive apologies for absence. I can see that everybody is here. Okay. So item number two is declarations of interest. I have a disclosable pecuniary interest in item number eight, and that's in relation to a member of my family owning a property in the selective licensing area. As a result of that, I will be withdrawing from the meeting and not taking any part in it. Given its position on the agenda, I intend to take item number nine after item number seven, and then the meeting can conclude in my absence following those items. Does anybody else have any declarations of interest? No? Okay, thank you very much. So item number three then is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 18th of October 2021. Those minutes have been circulated. Does anybody have any questions or queries to raise on the minutes? If not, I would like to propose that we accept those as a correct record. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Peters. All those in favour? Okay, that is unanimous from voting members. Thank you very much. So I will sign those. Bear me a second. Okay, that takes us on then to item number four, which is to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I don't believe we have any urgent business. Nope. Okay, so item number five then is the forward plan. Chief Executive.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of November this year right the way through to the 28th of February 2022. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the forward plan? No? Okay, thank you very much. Right, that takes us then on to item six, which is the COVID-19 Emergency Planning Recovery Update, November 2021. And I'm going to ask James to present.
Thank you, Leader. So, as we know, there's been a document collated and brought forward on a regular basis throughout the COVID pandemic, which has recently been reflected in particular on the recovery aspects of the situation, with those earlier reports having looked more at the response side to the emergency. So we're once again looking here at activities and opportunities relating to recovery, which we've continued to consider using the four themes that we'd identified previously. And the table you can see on page six shows those themes along with the particular highlights that relate to or align to those themes. Of course, all the full detail is set out in the subsequent sections of the report. As always, there's a lot of information in the report, some of which you'll have seen before in the previous versions, but continues to be relevant. But I'll just pick out the key items from this particular document. So if we start with local economy and business, there's detail here about the completion of phase three of the additional restrictions grant scheme, and the further allocation from government of £894,000 of grant money, which has been confirmed. And specific details of a further phase of this scheme are being worked up at the moment, but £250,000 of this award has been allocated to support the Staffordshire County Council Apprenticeship Scheme. And also following on from the successful Young Traders Market held back in July, the council hosted another of these Young Traders Markets during October. The High Streets Task Force has offered a free dashboard to local councils in England, and that's designed to help councils understand the performance of their town centres or their high streets. And the dashboards combine estimated data on local footfall and social media input as well to give a picture over periods of time. So I've included a few examples in the report based on the estimated data that's available from the system currently, really to demonstrate how we can potentially use this data in future analysis or reports to support our understanding of recovery in the area. In the infrastructure and environment theme, we've included information on the reopening of the customer service centres in both Burton and Uttoxeter on an appointment basis, as well as the clarification we received from government that the Towns Fund award is actually now £23.8 million and not the £22.8 million as previously indicated to the council. We also have updates here on the council's High Street Linkages project. And finally, in this theme, we've added information on the Great Big Green Week campaign that was held during September, which the council supported. And this was done through a number of activities which residents will get involved in. So, for example, there's a number of litter picks at locations around the borough and also a community tree planting at the Reflection Arboretum. And looking at physical and psychological health, the council has announced that the Burton Christmas Light Switch On event is to return this Sunday. In addition to the Statutes Fair, which was held in early October. We also have the new artificial turf pitch at Shobnal Leisure Centre and the new LED floodlights at the facility, which have been completed and have reopened for use. And that's, of course, now a much enhanced facility for our customers to enjoy. We also have information here on the Stay Local campaign and the first event, the Roundabout Theatre, which took place in September. And that hosted a really broad programme of live theatre and music and comedy and other shows. It's also worth mentioning this theme as well, the success once again that the council had at the Heart of England in Bloom competition. A number of entries once again received awards there. And finally, from an organisational health point of view, the council will be offering seasonal flu vaccinations to staff. And that really links into the final theme that we have around embedding new practices and behaviours. So following previous analysis of staff surveys and discussions that we've had with managers, council staff have started a gradual return to a level of office-based working. And as part of this, a key part has been a series of staff meetups, which have been arranged to allow colleagues to attend a return-to-work focus group type of session, which allows experiences to be shared, as well as discussions around council priorities moving forward as well. So that's a quick run-through of the few highlights from the report. As I hope you can see, there's a lot of good activity that's happening across the authority, and there are a number of opportunities that contribute to the recovery of the borough and its communities and business. So all that really leads to the first recommendation, which is simply to note the update detailed within the report. But the final point that I wanted to make was that we've, of course, been bringing this report through on a monthly basis previously, which we subsequently agreed to move to a bi-monthly update, and also to shift the focus onto recovery. And I think the detail in the report over the recent version suggests that that's still the appropriate reporting interval. But as we get into the next financial year, that could be the time to start to bring this through on a quarterly basis as things evolve, aligning that to our regular and ongoing management of the council's wider performance. So the second recommendation there is for Cabinet to continue to receive these bi-monthly reports, so every second month, and then to receive quarterly reports as we go into 22-23. And I'll pass back to you, Leader.
James, thank you very much indeed for that, and for all the information in the report, and obviously the hard work in its collation. So are there any questions? Obviously, as members will be aware, we have been through this document on a number of occasions in terms of internal and group meetings, so it's obviously been through all of the individual councillor groups and has had a number of items of discussion and scrutiny. However, is there anything that members wish to raise or discuss this evening? Okay. James, as we discussed, and I guess probably as reflective of some of the feedback and success stories from the business awards evening last week, there are, you know, some very positive signs of recovery in terms of those businesses. So I think provided that continues in such a fashion, then it does make sense to move this to a quarterly item going forward. So I personally would be happy with that. Does anybody have any other comments? If not, I will propose that we accept the recommendations as set out in section 12 of the report. May I have a seconder for that? Councillor Faulkner, thank you very much. All those in favour? Okay, that is unanimous from voting members, thank you. James, thank you very much indeed. Okay, that takes us on then to item number 7, which is a review of the tourism plan, and I'll hand over to Sarah to present.
Thank you. The purpose of this report was to provide an update on the progress of the tourism plan during the first 12 months, highlighting the progress made against the three objectives that were identified in the action plan. We did make some updates to the action plan in March 2021 as some aspects became a higher priority with lockdown lifting and the reopening and recovery phase. We've included the updated action plan is in Appendix 1. Section 5 of the report provides an update on progress against the three key objectives, which were tourism audit, partnership working and MarComs. Some of the key points and highlights can be summarised as follows. Under Objective 1, the tourism audit, we completed the initial desk-based work early 2021, and this has provided a basis for the interactive map, which is now incorporated onto the web pages, which has created a live version of that document. The map, along with the audit, will continue to be a working document and will evolve as more information is added. The audit is included in Appendix 2, and obviously we welcome continued input from members as we go forwards. Objective 2, partnership working. We've continued to build on strong relationships with key partners, including National Forest, and we're going to work to continue to further develop links with some of our neighbouring authorities. A large share of the work has been done under Objective 3, the MarComs objective. The new web pages on the corporate website went live in July 2021. The web page content will continue to be updated as required, and further additions to the pages and interactive map are planned during the next 12 months. Use of social media has increased. Our East Staffordshire promotions have been linked to the hashtag Stay Local campaign during the summer period. We've included some statistics around social media reach and engagement in sections 512, 514 and 515 of the report. The Welcome Back Fund supported the creation of the Roundabout Theatre on the old Bargate site in Burton. So over the four-day period, that provided an opportunity to showcase that particular area of Burton and encourage visitors into the town centre and wider Washlands area. Further use of the Welcome Back Fund supported the business tourism campaign during the summer. Short promotional films and radio content were created for a range of venues to promote the borough. These were a useful tool to aid the promotion of local businesses and were positively welcomed by those that took part. Opportunities to further develop those to create an engaging virtual showcase of what the borough has to offer will be considered as we move forwards. Given the upheaval and ongoing uncertainty around COVID-19 during 2021, it was not felt to be the right time to organise a physical showcase event. Over the next 6 months, we'll continue to assess the need for such an event and what form that will take through engagement with local tourism businesses. Just to note, the tourism plan was only ever intended to be a starting point in the process. The objectives were never intended to be finite and will continue to underpin our work, creating a framework to support and promote tourism in the borough. So moving on to the recommendations. To note the contents of the report around the review of the tourism plan and for officers to continue to work on identifying options for a business showcase event over the next 6 months.
Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Right, are there any questions or comments? So I think as you said, Sarah, start of a journey or a restart of a journey, let's say, on an area that perhaps hasn't had as much attention as it should have done in the past. So thank you for the hard work to date. And I know Councillor Ashcroft has a number of exciting ideas to put into the corporate plan process commencing very shortly, so it's going to be an area that is going to maintain a good degree of focus and effort by us all going forward. Are there any other questions or comments? If not, I would like to propose the recommendations as set out in section 12 of the report. May I have a second for that? Councillor Ashcroft, thank you. All those in favour? That's unanimous from voting members. Thank you. Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Okay. Which would take us on to item 8. However, does take us on to item 9, which is the progress report on reducing the number of empty homes in the borough. And I'll ask Brett to present, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Since the last report on empty homes in January 2021, the service has responded to a total of 324 empty homes. Of these, 105 homes have been successfully brought back into use, and a further two do not require intervention. Of the remaining 217 empty homes, 44 are at the late stages of intervention. To understand the particulars of these 44 empty homes and whether enforcement should be formally considered, council officers conducted a site visit to each of these empty homes. It was noticeable when undertaking the visits how many of the empty homes were making tangible progress toward being occupied or were actually occupied, resulting in only 10 of the 44 requiring more detailed consideration. Those identified as being unsuitable for enforcement include, for example, a static caravan on a farm and a singular empty home on an industrial estate scheduled for a change of use. The full outcome of these visits is set out in a table at figure 4 on page 7. In March 2021, Cabinet endorsed enforced sale as the Council's preferred mechanism for enforcement. The process required the identification of properties which have both received letter 4 and where the Council has registered a land charge. However, on investigation, it transpired that there was no correlation at this time between empty homes having received a letter 4 and properties with land charges created by the council. Given the level of positive action from owners that can be seen in respect of these empty homes overall, it is proposed that these 10 properties of concern are monitored and consideration is given to alternative routes to enforcement to be put forward in a forthcoming report which is due in March 2022. The recommendation is to endorse the progress that is being made in reducing the number of long-term empty homes, to thank the staff and congratulate the contractor. And with that, I'll hand back to you, Leader.
Brett, thanks very much. Thanks very much indeed. And again, thank you for all the hard work that's gone into the report. Are there any questions or comments from members? Obviously, again, as with the other reports, this has been through a number of detailed conversations already, and clearly there's some significant congratulation to go on in terms of those 105 homes being brought back into use, which actually is a tremendous achievement. Aside from the formality of the recommendation, thank you to you, Brett, and your team involved, and indeed the activities of the contractor. So if there are no further comments, I will propose the recommendation as outlined in section 13. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Faulkner, thank you. All those in favour? Okay, that is also unanimous from voting members. Thank you. Thanks very much indeed, Brett. Sorry, I'm going to pass the chair now to Councillor Allen, and I shall leave.
So item 9, item 8, fourth annual selective licensing scheme evaluation, please. Can I ask for the officer to bring the report forward?
Thank you.
Selective licensing was designated in September 2017 following Cabinet approval in June 2017. It aims to improve the condition and management of privately rented accommodation in the eastern area of Anglesey. This report provides an update on the operation and implementation of the scheme. To date, the scheme has demonstrated ongoing compliance with the licence requirements of the scheme, with the majority of properties being granted a licence. The third and fourth years of the scheme aimed to focus on compliance inspections in properties that had improvements identified. However, this has been significantly impacted by COVID-19. As an alternative, remote compliance checks have been undertaken, which has identified a number of improvements made to properties. Any properties that have failed to provide evidence of improvements will be inspected and enforcement action will be taken where required. To consider future expansion of the scheme, a consultation was commenced in January 2020 to tackle high concentrations of poor property conditions in specified streets within Anglesey, Burton, Eaton Park and Shobnal wards. The consultation concluded on the 30th of March 2020. However, the consultation was put on hold in accordance with government advice on proposed licensing schemes issued on the 28th of March 2020. This has recently been revoked to enable the process of designating selective licensing areas to recommence. It is recommended to approve the ongoing designation of the selective licensing pilot scheme until the 11th of September 2022, an annual review to be undertaken in 2022. Also to approve a consultation exercise to consider redesignating the current selective licensing area in the eastern area of Anglesey, and to arrange and host a meeting for landlords to discuss the future selective licensing designation with leaders of the council, which will be held during the 10-week consultation that will commence in January 2022. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does any members have comments or questions before I make a proposal? No. Can I propose that we accept the recommendations detailed in paragraph 13? Have a seconder, please. Councillor Peters. All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. And that's all the business we've got to deal with this evening. So thank you for your attendance.